This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it. Hey guys, welcome to Monica the Spirit Queen. I don't normally talk about things like this, but to be honest with you guys, the more reports I've been reading, the more videos I've been seeing, it's just being really irritating with the fact that we have so many labels on so many little different things. I mean, I understand coronavirus is not little, it's something big, but it's also the same as an upper respiratory infection. I'll admit, I was one of the dummies that fell for all these fake news bullshit. But the more I did my own research, the more I seen these real doctors that don't work and get paychecks from the government who are doing their own research are the ones that have the real numbers, are the ones that are coming out saying it is an upper respiratory infection. What is the difference between having the fucking flu and having the pneumonia, the upper respiratory infection? It's just labels that they're doing. It's just labels that they're putting the names, different kind of names, just so they could get paid by insurance companies a little bit higher than what they would get paid for if you just went in there with a cold, with a broken arm, even with a gunshot wound. These doctors in the hospitals are giving the wrong numbers. I have, like I said, I've been doing my own research. I don't believe anything until I see it with my own eyes and hear it for myself. But the fact that a lot of hospitals from at least a minimum of three different states, Texas, New York, and California, that have been given the wrong number of deaths. I mean, somebody could go in there and die of a heart attack, and they're going to label it as a coronavirus victim that was on the ventilator. So instead of getting paid $15,000 for this patient, now the number increases to $35,000 just because they labeled it as a coronavirus patient that was using their ventilator. I mean, think about that. I am sick of the government. I'm sick of this fucking state, this country. People from all around the world, I'm pretty sure you're with me. Everybody is sick of the wrong numbers, they're giving the wrong information. That's why I don't watch the news anymore. They're all fucking fake. They're all in competition of each other. And if you don't believe me, go ahead and watch CNN. Please do, because those who watch CNN, I guarantee you, end up getting the coronavirus, and the numbers of those viewers of CNN are a lot more than those who don't watch the fake news. And, you know, by all means, go to the beach. I mean, I heard Florida opened up their beaches again. California is going to open up their beaches within the next week or so. So go ahead, go to the beach and see what happens. If you're going to be that blind, if you're going to be that stupid, then just go ahead and do it. Go to the beach. Look what happened 2 weeks ago when right before they closed the Florida beaches up, maybe within a week, and then opened it up again. Within that week of the spring breakers going to Florida and partying on the beach, more than half of them got the virus, meaning more than half of them got the flu. Basically, this coronavirus is an upper respiratory infection. Whether it's a pneumonia or the flu, you get treated for it. You stay away from people so you don't affect everybody else. Just like if you have the cold and you have the cough and the sneeze, obviously, common sense, you stay the fuck away from everybody until you get better, and then you go out in public. Same shit with the coronavirus. Keep your distance. If you do have the flu, wear the mask, you know, respect others. If you feel healthy, if you don't feel like you have any of the symptoms, then you're fine. But, you know, this whole pandemic started with the fucking fake news, the media, the government, Bill Gates pushing the fucking vaccine with a microchip in it. I mean, I don't suggest anybody to get the vaccine because it does have the microchip in it. You might be laughing now, but at the end, you will be the one to cry, because That will control your financial status. That will control all your money, your whole life, everything. And they could just shut off the chip and then you'll be homeless with the blink of an eye. So go ahead and laugh about it now, but you'll be crying in the end. Mark my words. So I don't suggest going with Bill Gates, even though I don't doubt he's got a hand with the China, with the virus being set up in a lab in China, only because he came out a couple of weeks ago pushing really, really hard on getting the vaccinations with the microchip in it. So think about that. This evil motherfucker is going with the agenda of the New World Order, and you guys need to wake the fuck up. Enough is enough with the governments trying to control us. They are trying to kill our constitutional rights, our amendments, I mean, our freedom of speech. I mean, for God's sakes, we barely have freedom of speech anymore on social media. If you support our country, if you support our amendments and our constitutional rights, you get banned from social media. How sad is that? Think about that. When that's happening, you know you're in the right. You know you're defending your freedom. And you're going to fight until the end, no matter what it takes to keep your freedom. That's what our amendments and our constitutional rights are for, to protect us. And, you know, I realized in the United States, which is the freedom of all the countries, we are more free than any countries. What happened to freedom of speech? That is part of our rights. So what happened to it? Social media decides in our country, United States of America, to block you and kick you off of social media if you have freedom of speech and you speak your mind. Our country is not as free as most people agree it to be. It's really not. If you think about it, if we were 100% free, then we will have our freedom of speech. And we don't. They try to shut people up that are against the illegal activities our government is trying to put, the restrictions they're trying to put on us. Enough is enough. I am so happy to see so many people being awake more and more every day on social media, coming up with freedom of speech, posting it on social media, and if it gets taken down, repost it again. The gun laws. So many Democrats, so many libtards out there. Oh my God, guns kill people. No, people kill people, not the guns. If you have control over yourself and your weapon, you have no reason to shoot anybody and kill anybody. It's all in their mental fucked up state of mind. This is what the libtards are pushing, and we need to push back 100 times more, 100 times stronger to keep our rights. And if it's not for us, it's the future of our kids, our grandkids, our great grandkids. Think about what I'm saying. This is the future of our generation. We need to make sure that before we all die and leave this earth, our future generation is going to be safe against these evil fuckers. The government, the doctors, the scientists, all these idiots that are under their paycheck. You need to stop and think about what you're doing and think about who you are actually following. You can be selfish as much as you want. You cannot be selfish when it comes to your future generation. If you have kids and grandkids and great grandkids, you need to think about their future. You cannot be selfish and say, we will bow down and kiss the government's ass and kiss these doctors' asses and these fake scientists with these fake numbers. And then how is your subconscious going to be when you're on your deathbed knowing that your future generation life is at risk? Think about what the fuck you're doing. Think about the future of your kids, your grandkids. I have kids of my own, and I will guarantee my kids learn everything they need to about the constitutional rights, their amendments, about everything for their freedom. And I will guarantee there's nobody that's going to stop my kids and myself from defending ourselves from our rights and our freedom. This is America, and not just America, from around the world. Everybody deserves freedom. We don't deserve to be under the New World Order where we're going to be controlled with our money, where they can just shut off the microchip anytime they want that's planted in people. And the next thing you know, in a blink of an eye, you're homeless. But you swore that you had millions or thousands or whatever in your account. They can wipe that all off within just a click of a button. Think about what the fuck you guys are doing. Think about who you're supporting. I don't care if it's the black community, if it's the LGBT community, if it's the white community, the Asians, the Hispanics. It doesn't matter. We all bleed the same color. We all need to come together and go against these fucking monsters and stand up against them and say we will not support the New World Order that's constantly releasing all these deadly viruses in our world, in our environment where we live, where we breathe, where our children live. Shame on those who are blind. Shame on those who proudly got the microchip. I want to see 10, 20, 30 years from now. I want to see those dumbass idiot lowlifes on social media, and I want to know how much they have in their account. I want to know how they're living. I guarantee they're going to look like demonic entities. They're going to look very sick. They're going to be pale. They're not going to look like normal human beings. Mark my words. The fucking chip is the mark of the beast, and that's what I've been trying to tell people. You're going to get the mark of the beast. You're going to look like a sick demonic entity. I know people that have done it. I know people that went from being healthy and looking healthy and having a good life to where they're so fucking miserable that they don't even want to live anymore. This is a disgrace to all humankind. It's a disgrace to all human beings and humanity. This is not humanity. If you're going to put a chip and control people, you're not living normal lives. You're not. Enough is enough. You guys need to wake the fuck up. Everybody knows I'm as real as it gets. I don't beat around the bush. If I'm against something and I have proof and I know it, I'm going to speak up on it. And this is something that's been going viral on social media. There's a lot of idiots that are supporting the dark side, which is these democratic libtards that are pushing the agenda of the New World Order, NWO. You guys need to wake up and do your research. There's a lot of YouTube videos on it. Google it, NWO, and see what their agenda is. And once you wake up, you can thank me later, but once you wake up, I want you to thank yourselves in the mirror for waking up and actually protecting yourselves and your family. New World Order, you think this is fun? You think this is games? This is all about perversion. All look at Joe Biden, perverted fucker that's running for president. He can kiss our asses if he thinks he's going to win. There's so many videos of proof of him being perverted to 8-year-olds, 10-year-old little girls, 12-year-old little girls. There's no reason for that old fucking hag to smell their hair and touch their boobs and grab their ass and try to kiss them. There's no reason to. That's not your child. Number one, you don't do that to your own child. And number two, stay the fuck away from other women. This guy is a horny bastard that can't keep his dick in his pants. And he just wants to fucking hump every woman that comes in his way. Even on camera, this is what the libtards are. The devil worshipers, the Satanists, they don't give a shit. That's what they're perverting, is sexuality and perversion. Look at TikTok. Look at all these other Instagram and other social medias. They are promoting perversion to these kids, and it needs to stop. If we don't come together and put a stop to it, it's only going to get worse. We as a community, as a one big family all around the world, need to come together and put a stop to this new world order. And it can be done. I promise you, it can be done. We can decrease the numbers of these monsters. We can have enough evidence to lock them up. We can have enough evidence to stop this bullshit. But if you want to live as normal human beings, as God created us to be, and enjoy the wildlife, enjoy the plants and the trees, enjoy nature, enjoy making money and living a normal civil life. If you can't see that, then you need to be placed on another planet, because it's not fair for the rest of us to have to go through this bullshit. Enough is enough. You guys need to come together and say that we are not going to be under the control of anybody. Nobody. Nobody on this planet. We are all individual human beings with our own minds. We all want the same thing. We want freedom. We want to live a healthy, safe, normal life. And that's what we will create for ourselves. We will work as normal human beings. We will earn an income, and we will live the way we deserve to live, without being under anybody's control. This mind control shit needs to stop. These new millennials that are doing these TikTok fucking bullshit about coronavirus, licking doorknobs and licking toilet seats and licking all this shit. And you know what the funny part is? I find it funny, and I'll tell you why I find it funny. You have to be that stupid to do that kind of shit and then end up in a hospital with an infection, the coronavirus, and about 10 different other illnesses just because you wanted to lick a doorknob and the toilet seat and all this shit, and then spray some kind of spray in your mouth and light it on fire where your eyebrows are burned out. You don't have hair in, you know, on your face, like not on your face, but the front of your face where your forehead is. All the hair burns out. You're half partially bald. You end up in a hospital with second or third degree burns. These are all the stupid new millennial bullshit kids that are doing it. And you know what? I blame the parents for it. The reason why I blame the parents for it, if you have a teenage child in your home, keep a better eye on them. Make sure they're not doing stupid things they're not supposed to do. I have teenage kids. I teach them the difference between right and wrong. I keep them safe. So if I can do it, your idiot dumbasses could do it as well. Don't blame it on social media. Blame it on yourselves. Keep your kids safe. Teach them the difference between right and wrong. Because kids at that age, when they're young, in their teenager years, they don't know the difference. It's our job as parents to teach them. I was raised in a strict family, and I knew the difference between right and wrong before I was even 16, before I was even 15. If I didn't, I would have been into hardcore drugs. I would have been into gangs. I would have been into you name it. I would have done it. But I knew the difference, and I stayed away from all that bullshit. Same thing with you as parents. There is no excuse. If you have a child, you need to protect them. And I'm not saying shelter them and protect them from the outside world, physically going outside, especially during this coronavirus pandemic bullshit going on, but protect them from social media, protect them from ignorant people out there, protect them from all these sexual predators, protect them from chat rooms, protect them from the online games they're doing. Keep an eye on them. It does not take a genius to figure out that all social media is doing is corrupting the millenniums. That's what they're called, the new fucking stupid ass millenniums. We could switch that. We could do the smart millenniums of these, you know, these times, when there are smarter kids that they want to go to school, they want to stay in school, they want to get a degree, they want to have a good future. Think about the positive. Don't allow them to go downhill with the negative side. And if they fight with you, oh well, you're in charge, aren't you? Don't be a pussy. Don't weaken. Don't chicken out as a parent. Stick to your grounds and put your foot down and say, this is what it is. And if you want to fight, you can fight. You can hate me now, but you will love me later and thank me later for protecting you from all this bullshit that's going on right now. That's what you should think about, not the other way around. So when it comes to this virus, it comes to being a parent, it comes to being a responsible adult, think twice before you do something. Think twice before you post something stupid on social media. Think twice before anything dumb comes out of your mouth. You have to be smarter than that. Enough is enough. We need to come together as a whole, as human beings, and protect each other, back each other up, look after each other, especially family and friends. It's not that hard to do. I know the news makes it harder. Just turn off your news. Seriously. CNN, kiss my ass. How about that? Everyone could say that. I want everybody right now to say CNN, kiss my ass, because all they do is take a real report from anybody. It doesn't even have to be our president. It could be the top doctors, the top scientists that are researching this virus, that are trying to make things better for us. It could be anybody. They will turn and twist our words around, and they will cut clips of their videos, and they will twist things around and make it look like it's their fault. They will make it look like they're in the wrong and CNN is right. Well, you know what? I haven't seen CNN cure a virus yet, yet alone treat one. So where are you, CNN? How come you're not jumping in and even donating? Donating money. CNN is a multimillionaire company. You guys already know that. It broadcasts. Why haven't they donated anything? Think about that. CNN, I'm calling your dumbasses out. Why haven't you donated a single penny towards this coronavirus, but yet you want to continue to run your mouth and make everybody freak out and panic and even kill themselves over this? I think CNN should be held responsible for half these deaths, for half these suicidal / murders that have been going on, because people have been quarantined for so long that is causing a problem within each other, and anger just, you know, rises up, and all of a sudden somebody gets hurt. Look at all these domestic violence cases that are rising around the country. I've been watching, you know, watching the real stuff. I've been reading a lot of stuff, the real stuff, not the fake news. The real shit that's going on. How many more people have to die in the hands of CNN, in the hands of NBC, in the hands of all these fake fucking news? You guys need to cut that shit out. And for the rest of you, you need to turn your goddamn TV off. If you're going to watch something, watch a show, watch a movie. Don't fucking watch the news. If it wasn't for the government and the news, this coronavirus would have ended a long time ago. It wouldn't even last 2 weeks, I guarantee you. And the reason why is because I was doing a research on a doctor who is not getting paid by the government, who is an independent scientist, who came up with the real numbers of the deaths and infections around the world. And I'll guarantee you this much. You know how the fake news says it's 60,000 in America? It's less than 20,000 in America. So now you see the pandemic, the stress, the panic that has been caused around the world because of the fake news. It's an upper respiratory infection, and it's not it is going to go away. It's not going to be here forever. But it is up to us to make it go away. I am sick of the word of social distancing and the coronavirus, but unfortunately, this is the reality of it. Trust me, I'm fucking sick of those words. Coronavirus and social distancing. If everybody did what they were supposed to do the first 2 weeks, it would have been done. And now people are crying about it extending to their summer break, their spring break, their summer break, their vacation. Well, if you guys stayed at home for a couple weeks, it wouldn't extend this long. It doesn't take a genius to figure out the numbers and to figure out what to do. If you have the flu, you stay your ass home, don't you? If you have the cold, you call in sick and you don't go to work because you don't feel good, right? You stay home for a couple of days and keep your distance from everybody else. Same shit with the coronavirus. If everybody wore a mask that had to run to the store 2 seconds, not long, taking hours and communicating with others without a mask. But if you played it safe and been an adult about it and wore a mask, ran to the store, grabbed your essential shit that you need and went back home, we will all be fine. It's the ignorant, stupid ones that are out there selling drugs, alcoholics. I mean, you name it. There's so many idiots out there. They want to have parties. They want to have... There's a family down the street earlier, a little over two weeks ago, that had a birthday party of a kid, a child. 30 people, no masks, and kids running around in the yard. That's stupid. If you don't think about yourselves, then think about your kids. Don't be ignorant and don't be selfish. If everybody would have done what they were told to do, what they were supposed to do, this virus would have been gone by now. Everybody would have been out enjoying their summer break, their summer vacation. It could still be done. It's not too late. Give it about 2 more weeks. Stay at home. 2 more weeks. You're not going to die. For God's sakes, I've seen people and I haven't owned a business all my life. I've had my business on the side before where I worked full-time jobs until I decided to make my business a full-time job the last couple of years. But before, I ran my business on the side and I worked for different companies and, I've seen so many people calling in sick because it was their birthday coming up. It was, whatever their excuse was, their spring break, their summer vacation, they wanted to go out. So they called in sick, faking an illness just so they didn't have to go to work. And now the same fuckers are crying about going to work. How does it feel now? How does it feel now that you're so desperate to go to work and get a paycheck that when you were working and there was no pandemic and viruses, you were having every excuse to stay your ass at home? How does it feel now? If you could do it back then, then you could do it now. You could stay your fucking ass at home now. A week or two, stay home. If everybody does that, trust me, this virus will go away. Especially when studies came up when the sunshine, the ray, the sunlight kills the surfaces of, any hard surfaces, kills the coronavirus. And it because it is airborne, it actually, the sunshine, the sun ray, kills the virus in the air. So it will be safer for everybody to come out in the summer and enjoy the beaches and enjoy the lakes and enjoy vacations. That is fine. But, this is spring. You guys have a couple of weeks to go until summer. So within those week or two, stay your asses home, play it safe, so that way we can all enjoy life again. Out in the sunshine, out in nature. Where we all deserve to. And for those fucking stupid ass millennials, don't like anything. Seriously, don't. And I'm hoping every parent that hears this that has kids, especially teenagers, keeps a closer eye on them so they don't do anything stupid, because it only takes one person to start off something on social media where it goes viral and it actually kills a lot of kids more than helping them. I believe those kids that started the licking the doorknobs and the toilet seats, and then all the other ones that followed them ended up having the coronavirus and the respiratory infection. I think the ones that started it should be held responsible legally for it, because it's not fair. If you're going to be stupid, don't be a leader. Stupid people should not be leaders. They should be followers of the smart ones. And all the stupid kids that follow these stupid leaders, I think their parents should be responsible for them, should be held responsible for them, because they need to keep a closer eye on their kids. It is your job as a parent. If it takes 2 fucking minutes to lay down with somebody and get pregnant, then you should be responsible enough to, as a parent, father and mother, both, to be responsible for your kids and to make sure they are raised the way they're supposed to, in the right way. Not with these dumbass new millennials that are coming out fucking licking doorknobs and toilet seats and catching their faces on fire with the spray. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. It's stupid. It's dumb. Everybody knows it. It's dumb. Enough is enough. Be a responsible adult first. And if you can't be a parent, then give your child to somebody that can be a parent, because your child deserves better. That's all I gotta say. And if you don't like it, go tweet about it. Kiss my ass. I really don't care. I only speak the truth of reality. And this is the reality of what's going on in this world right now. The NWO, the controlling of human beings, that's not normal. They are trying to take our constitutional rights, our amendments away from us, and we need to step up against them. We need to come together as a whole, as Americans, and even people from other countries. I mean, look at Europe. They're very smart. Look at Italy. They're very smart. They have just been deterred the wrong way. I'm here to deter them the right way. Bring them back to reality of what's really going on. Protect yourselves. Your freedom. Your freedom comes first. If you don't want to listen to the president, you don't want to listen to the government, that's fine. Do what you feel like is right for yourself and your freedom. Our constitutional rights and our amendments is what should come first on your mind when it comes to our freedom. Think about it. Look it up. Google it. Get a dictionary. Know what our rights are and then practice it the right way. That's all I gotta say. I don't know how many more different words or languages I have to put in, but plain as daylight in English, which is a universal language for everybody around the world, stop being sheep. Wake up. Wake up. Because before you know it, your freedom will be taken away from you, and you don't want that. Wake up. This is a time to wake up, because now they're saying that in October, a second coronavirus is supposed to hit, and it's supposed to be more deadlier than the one we already had. So be prepared for that. Be smart. And I hope the second one that hits, people will actually stay at home. I don't want to say practice social distancing, because I'm so sick of that word as well. But have self-respect for yourself. Have respect for your family members and kids. and your future generation, and have respect for others as well. If you learn to have respect, then the world will be a better place. Respect, boundaries, and manners is what's lacking in this world. If people know the difference and practice it, respect, boundaries, and manners, then the world would be a better place. Respect comes first. Always it comes first. Respect yourself and then others. Otherwise, you're just a waste of space on this planet. And people don't need that negativity from you. You might as well ship yourself to a different planet, because you don't belong somewhere where it is created to have a beautiful life and enjoy nature, without being under the control of the government, under the control of these stupid millennials controlling your teenagers, under the control of these stupid fake doctors and the fake news. We deserve better than this. Think about what I'm saying. Look up everything I'm saying. It's on social media and on YouTube. And obviously the videos on YouTube that are threatened to be taken down are the ones you should watch first, because, you know, social media doesn't want the truth to come out. And those who do put the truth out, they get shut down first. So think about what I'm saying and why they get shut down. Because of the NWO. Think about what I'm saying. Love you guys, and I'll see you next time. Take care.